Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Blevins Insurance, Vierks Fine Jewelry, Brett Capps, your Edward Jones advisor, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Clinton County Daily News.com, Voldeco Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, and Big Deals. Save money right now at 24 and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. I'm Kevin Keith, and we've got JT Doan joining me in the studio here. He's the Community Development Director for the City of Delphi. JT, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me this morning.
Yeah, we always like to talk to you at least once a month. We talked to you twice a month this past month. You were available a couple weeks ago for a big announcement. We called you up, and gosh, anytime you're bringing in housing and parking to a community the size of Delphi, that means you're doing something right, I think.
Absolutely. It was certainly exciting for Mayor, County, EDC, I mean, just all of us to share that exciting news. It's been a lot of work behind the scenes to get to the point where it, you know, was able to be shared, and the developer was prepared to unveil the proposed project. Obviously, like any community, Delphi does have that need for residential housing. We've had some acreage that went available last fall that has sold. There was a development plan prepared for what that could look like with styles of housing and a possible commercial hub that would include maybe a hotel or an urgent health care. So certainly continued discussions with the investor on that project, wanting to see that unfold at some juncture. But again, a very large-scale project, so that may certainly take some time, but continue to work to see how that could come to fruition for the community. But then this project, a little more immediate to possibly happen. They're still finalizing. The developer is some further details on the finances part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly to share that proposed project, which would include some apartments and very nice apartments, and then also the potential for including even a parking garage that would be not only for tenants at the apartment, but then also could be utilized for the downtown,
mm-hmm.
for people that come to eat and shop in our downtown and to be able to utilize that. So it certainly was exciting to share it, unveil it. Since we spoke, we've had a public open house. Actually, last night we had a mm-hmm. public open house at our community center. Had a lot of people come through for that open house setting and see the boards displayed on the project and mm-hmm. talk to some of the team that's part of the developer's crew. Mayor Werling and the Community Economic Development Corporation there in the county and I were able to go to visit one of their properties in Noblesville.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to go and visit that. Again, not apples to apples.
Right.
But to see their product in person, walk through the building, their superintendent. We were able to walk through the building, talk to him on some of the logistics with the with that building there, and certainly very, very excited to visit that. We also have the opportunity to take community members for tours. We had a few that signed up last night at the open house, and so we'll be arranging that to take place where, again, we're able to take some to just tour mm-hmm. one of their other sites to just get a personal, you know, personal
feel
viewpoint.
Of it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So no, very, very exciting. More details to follow, but definitely very exciting. And there definitely was an overall exciting atmosphere last night.
Mm-hmm.
There were some that had questions. There's some that had heard some misconceptions of the project.
There you go.
And so we were able to clarify some of that. And mm-hmm. certainly, it's our intention to potentially host another open house. And so we'll definitely have that information shared and welcome the public to come in and, again, ask those questions. And, again, if you hear this broadcast and want to have a tour of one of the properties, certainly contact the city building, and we'll definitely get you on a list to make that happen.
Sounds cool. I took a look at this group. Their name mistakes me now. Goes away now. But
Rebar Development.
Yeah, Rebar, yes.
Yes.
And I got online that day and looked at some of their other work throughout the state. And they can put a brand new building next to a 150-year-old building and kind of make it look not like it was supposed to be there, but it's comforting to the eyes at least.
Yes, they're a they want to be a community partner.
Yeah.
And so they
yeah.
understand that each community is unique.
Yes.
All communities are.
Yes.
And so their property that they built in Yorktown is different than the one in Noblesville.
Mm-hmm.
The one in Lafayette is different than the one in Noblesville and Yorktown. And the one in Delphi will be different than the other than those.
Right.
And so certainly they want to be a community partner. They want to understand, you know, how it aesthetically or how it should look or what is the best fit for the community. And they've been great to work with. We have had weekly meetings for some time. And so they're great to work with and exciting to see this all come to fruition.
What's the status of the comprehensive plan for the city?
Yes, we do have a draft of that together. So that was exciting to have that steering committee meeting last week, which would have been number four, perhaps mm-hmm. even number five. But I mean, to be at the point of a draft, so that draft then will go to the Office of Community and Rural Affairs. And then the Office of Community and Rural Affairs will take a look at that and give some feedback on some areas that may need to be strengthened or some areas that may need to be modified. But then ultimately then still on the timeline that by December we'll have a final draft of that comprehensive plan for the city of Delphi.
And what will that mean then for 2023, the comprehensive plan? Do you think, because I know there's also the master plan next year that we're talking about. Does that work together?
Yes, they all will work together. I mean, I've always often said, in fact, I believe I've said on the air, a plan without action is just a dream.
Yeah.
And so having these plans established, but then recognizing that they're an action plan and planning, whether, you know, it be specifically budgetary items to, you know, for mayor, council, and others to consider, but also to grant funding opportunities that are out there. But to have that comprehensive plan, and then also the city's working on a bicycle pedestrian master plan. We were able to secure a grant through the Department of Health, and so we have a steering committee meeting, number one, set for that next week to start that process for a bicycle pedestrian master plan. That timeline would have that completed by the end of the year also. And then also we're going to work on a parks master plan, get that developed. And working closely with our Parks Advisory Board, certainly having a stakeholder group that would consist of students, that we could have some discussion with students that routinely use the parks, trails, hear from them, feedback from them will be invaluable to that Parks Master Plan process.
Yeah, I think you have to reach out to all demographics, you know, and something like they're all part of your community.
Absolutely.
You know?
It is the community's plan ultimately. And so right. certainly getting others in the community involved and getting the other demographics involved. I mean, it is the mm-hmm. community's plan for not just now and tomorrow, but for its future. And so certainly the more feedback you can have on steering committee or panels or stakeholder groups, it just makes it a better plan because it
yeah.
is the community's plan.
Very powerful. What is the status of the bicycle trails now in Delphi? Do you guys have some?
You know what? It is amazing that we have 14-plus miles of trails and just finished a project. Well, it's near
completion.
I've heard
you say that before.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
14-plus miles of trails and just finished another area that's going to be referred to as Miller Park and has some trail work done there. And so with that 14-plus miles of trail, with this bicycle pedestrian master plan, the objective is where are there areas where we have a lack of connectivity between trails, streetscapes, sidewalks? You know, you want to have safe routes for bicyclists and mm-hmm. pedestrians. So where do we have gaps? Where do we have lack of connectivity? Where do
yeah,
we need to
fill in the blanks? Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Where do we need to improve, improve trails, or where do we need to improve accessibility? And so that's what that plan will put together for us and give us a map and a prioritize projects and so we can develop a plan and then again develop a strategy to take action.
About a month and a half ago, we had a lady here who was recently retired, and she kind of revamped the farmers market in Frankfort, and it has really been gangbusters. And you guys have been doing it for a little while too, I'm guessing, going pretty well.
It is, and it's always great to see a resurgence or
yeah.
or to recreate an event. We did bring the farmers market back this year. It had not been a part of of Delphi for a little while. Mm-hmm. But certainly the Farmers Market Committee, which is through our Delphi Main Street, have done a great job. And then on that third Saturday, of course, it's a combined Farmers Market and Do It in Delphi. And so working closely with the Do It in Delphi Committee. But, I mean, vendors wrapped around the courthouse side there of the square, and then some food trucks coming in, variety of food trucks. And so that first and third Saturday, again, starts at 9 and then till noon-ish, sometimes a little bit later. But different vendors, whether it's artisan vendors, there's been some produce that has come and went. And sadly, we're probably reaching a point where it's going to be the pumpkins, and that's probably a wrap on the produce.
Yeah.
We're at that time of the season.
You said that before we let you go that the Delphi Opera House has always got stuff going on. And, there's times you come down here and we're talking about so many things. We sometimes forget, I do, the Delphi Opera House. Do you know anything they're doing over the next couple months? I miss them.
Just want to encourage. I mean, there are a lot of different events coming up. They had a special event this Saturday that was an edible history tour. Where people were able to go around to different restaurants and different people shared history of the community and special details of the community and its past.
Well,
and
that sounds
so
fun.
Certainly
I love history.
Delphi. Oh, yes. Yeah, likewise.
That's cool.
So certainly Delphi Opera House, I mean, the website, Facebook page, I mean, they've got a lot of events coming up. Look for those events. Obviously, we'll be in that holiday season soon, so there'll be some events, I'm sure, around that time. And then also, of course, the Wabash and Erie Canal. Look at their site to see what may be either on the horizon or plan for next year. I mean, it's going to be time to start planning 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look and visit one of those great venues that we have there in the community.
Well, JT, we always appreciate you driving down for 20 minutes to sit here on the air with us, and I appreciate your time.
Yep, always a pleasure. Appreciate to be in our neighboring Frankfort.
All right, we'll take a break and come right back with more Party Line next on WILO.
When it comes to service, we take it personally at Encompass Credit Union. You see, we're small enough to remember your name, but we're also big enough to handle all of your financial needs, no matter how they grow. Community-minded, just like you. Find us online at EncompassCU.org.
We're community-minded in all we try to do. Community-minded, just like you.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Unless you've been living in a cocoon, you know that precious metal markets are booming. Whether you're cashing in on the recent gains or looking to hedge against a tough economy in the future, Virk's Fine Jewelry are the precious metals professionals. We've been serving the Lafayette community since 1946, and we understand the markets. Gold, silver, and platinum. Coins. Bars. Bags of 90% silver. Gold and silver eagles. No one is more qualified than Virk's to help you maximize your dollars in today's markets. When it comes to coins, we're the area's only PCGS and NGC authorized dealers, so you know you're dealing with professionals. Whether you're a collector of fine and rare coins or adding to your portfolio with bullion products, Virk's is the area experts with inventory you need. No transaction is too large or too small. You'll always receive the highest level of service at Virk's Fine Jewelry, corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette.
When you need to know.
You can only do good if you're constantly bettering yourself. And I have to say, the deputy chief and the captain, the lieutenant, they really put a lot of energy into the program.
The news team you've come to depend on.
And now phase two, we're expected to start in late August, and that will last through mid-October.
On the air first when seconds count.
Oak Avenue is originally supposed to be in a week. Found out today at 2 o'clock. It's actually going to be a one-lane shutdown and then a full week of complete shutdown.
The news team you've come to depend on.
They're working on that project. We're going to go ahead and we approved 6 street lights down through there.
that will go with more or less what the rest of the state is putting in down through there.
The news team you've come to depend on.
The biggest concern would be the people coming from the west, from a 50 down to a 40.
Your official weather station, now with even more coverage at 96.9 and 102.7 FM WILO.
Isn't it strange that Google, the company that virtually owns every single move you make on the internet, advertises on radio? GEICO, the insurance outfit run by Warren Buffett, a guy who rarely makes stupid investments, purchases an obscene amount of radio ads. HomeAdvisor, Hotwire, Hulu, Netflix, Angie's List, Zillow, Hotels.com, Amazon, Priceline, and Wayfair all advertise on mass reach radio. These are companies that exist only on the internet. What do they know that you don't? While internet-targeted advertising can be useful, it's weak at establishing new customers. For new customers, they turn to mass reach media like radio. They know if the customer knows you before they need you, you get the click more often. This doesn't mean internet advertising is wrong, flawed, or useless. Quite the contrary. It's a perfectly viable way to advertise. But if someone tells you to throw all your advertising on the internet, tell them you will, just as soon as Jeff Bezos, Warren Buffett, and Larry Page do the same.
The Ramsey Show.
So $209,000 paid off in 4 years. What do you tell people the key to getting out of debt is?
We did a budget for years, and we didn't stick to it, and that doesn't do anything. So you actually have to follow the roadmap.
Did people think you were weird for doing this stuff?
Yeah.
Right. He cut my hair. We re-roofed our house on our own.
Dave, would Sharon let you cut her hair?
No.
Okay.
Well, if you mess up, it just gets shorter.
He's figured it out.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice into the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBuy Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
Oh!
Welcome back to WILO's Party Line. Here we are on Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors. We've got Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Ivy Tech Community College, Blevins Insurance, Vierk's Fine Jewelry, Rhett Capture Edward Jones Advisor, Big Deals, Voldico Insurance, and Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. I'm Kevin Keith. I have Melissa Miller over there as well. Good morning again, Melissa.
Good morning.
Again, the Cradle to Career project that was scheduled for this morning at the airport has been postponed until 2 to 3 weeks from now. It was originally scheduled 10:30 to noon today at the airport, so they needed more information, and that's what it was kind of all about anyway. That was the purpose of the meeting. So if they don't have it, there's probably no need to have the meeting, right? So they're going to wait. And,
yeah, they've got some new information, I think, that they're wanting to get out there. So
that's right.
That's why they're postponing it.
That's right. So we want to do it the right way, too. Ken Hartman will probably be there a couple weeks from now to cover that for us. Tomorrow on the Party Line program, we've got Utility Service Board, probably Todd Corey, General Manager for USB, with a lot to talk about, and including I think they're the people to talk to about the water tower out at the interstate. So we'll ask them about that. And if they're not, I'm sure they'll tell us that too. Next Monday, Ken has, of course, we have Jeremy Fuel on Friday, the Clinton Central superintendent. Ken has been working hard the last couple months to get back one of our contacts at the Department of Natural Resources. And so we're going to have a DNR representative, if I'm not mistaken, right here in the studio with us on Monday, September, let's see, that would be September 26th. And then don't forget, 2 days after that, Melissa, 1 week from today is the senior fair. Holy cow.
Wow. Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe it's coming up that fast.
1 week away? Am I serious about this? I guess I am serious.
Yeah, I've been getting hit up on Facebook. A lot of people are wanting to know if I'm going to be there. They're wanting to know if I'm bringing Larry.
Well, if it gets more
people
out.
Which I thought was kind of funny.
If it gets more people out, we might as well bring Larry, right?
Well, it's not like he's doing anything.
Right, yeah. And we mean that with the most love.
Yes, definitely.
So we might have a Larry sighting at the senior fair. And if Larry's there, Melissa will be there too. And you know what? Bring a grandkid.
Well, it would be good for him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's almost 65. So, you know, if he's going to get that senior information, he needs to be doing it.
That's right. And he loves to drink coffee and talk to people. So, I mean, there's no place better.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Exactly. And you get a little time away, too.
Yeah, somebody else to hold a conversation with.
That's right. Then Tuesday, we'll have Shan Sheridan with the Chamber and Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street. And then next Wednesday, one of my favorite new guys I've met in the last couple months in Clinton County, Stephen Decker, the EMS Executive Director. That's next Wednesday. And I'm pretty sure we're going to broadcast from the senior fair in some capacity. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way for all of us to get in our sponsor love and keep it interesting for the folks listening. And so we'll have a little better plan for that over the next couple of days.
We are trying to do some of that off of Hoosierland, right?
You know what? I think the plan is, as in years past, or at least every other year, we'll have Michael Hall set up over there, and I will grab some sponsors and other people and just kind of interview them, get a feel of what they do. And then Michael puts it together, and, you know, he'll take, like, all this raw footage and put together this beautiful 20-minute vignette of senior fair and people and interviews and all that. So that's what he specializes in. So, yes, we will have HoosierlandTV.com there in some capacity. Not for sure what all we're doing on that. You know, I almost thought about just going live and just setting it up in a corner somewhere and letting it go.
Well, you know, I can do Hoosierland TV from my phone.
Mm-hmm.
Michael has my phone set up.
Mm-hmm.
So we can do live from there. It's crazy what the technology is.
Yeah. And we're getting better at that too as each day goes along. So let me do a little thinking and digging and scraping on that. We'll figure that out. All right. Well, I think that just about wraps us up. We've got HoosierlandTV.com. Friday night, Carol at Tri-Central, 7 o'clock kickoff there. And tomorrow on the Party Line program, before we talk to Todd Corey and USB Melissa at about 8:45 tomorrow morning, we're going to talk one more time with Rodrigo from the RC Trio. And he's going to give us a call tomorrow morning about 8:45 to talk about their Friday release party at the Vintage Cafe. And Todd Berryman still has your chance to win one more CD of the RC Trio before you can even buy it. And make sure you're looking online, as we'll be putting more and more and more goodies up at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for the senior fair. Have a great day, Melissa. We'll catch you soon.
You too.
Thanks a lot, and thanks to our sponsors who include ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Voldico Insurance, Michelle Boyd Agency, Big Deals, Brett Caps, Virx Fine Jewelry, Blevins Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Welty Custom Exteriors. We'll be back tomorrow for the Thursday edition of Party Line at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.